But when you come to sattva, there is a further alternative. Another kind of alternative. Very quality of alternative differs. And then this idea whether there was an apparent freedom or real freedom becomes much more serious. Because here in sattva there is another element which says you ought to do this, you ought not to do it. A new element in sattvic consciousness comes about. In the rajas it is still only a desire, not ought, only desire. So I want to do it, I have to do it and all that. But when you come to sattva, the ethical element, the spiritual element begins to manifest more, where you say, I ought to do it. Now, if you analyze ought, you will find that in the very working of things, there is something else than prakriti. Prakriti is not all. Even beyond sattva, there is something which brings in a new element and introduces in sattva also that even if in the sattvic personality you are obliged to do this or that, there is a perception which goes beyond the possibilities of prakriti. That is why Sri Krishna's teaching is not merely of prakriti. At the same time, there is a great perception of the working of prakriti. It's a very complex study. It is neither this nor that. It is not saying that everybody is free in every way, or everybody is bound in absolutely in a complete way. This kind of an answer is not in the Bhagavad Gita. There is later on a statement where Sri Krishna will say that for any action, you require the following elements. Pratishthana. There must be a basis. There must be karta, the doer. There must be karana, there must be the instrument. There must be cheshta, the effort. And there must be devam, there must be some kind of an unseen power, either constituted by past action or destiny or whatever you may call, but devam. You put all this together, then only you can really decide what action basically is. Action is not only devam. This is the idea of determinism. Devam means that there is only destiny and according to destiny you work. And Sri Krishna says that is not true. Devam is only one of the factors. What you have done in the past certainly determines. It's not as if you are free to do whatever you like. But it's only as one element. Apart from element of devam, there is also cheshta. There is also the element of effort. There is also karta. There is also the self which does the action. There is also the instrument, the capacity of the instrument. There is also pratishthana, there is the very basis of action. What about all these elements? So if you take the total situation into account, then past is only one of the factors. Even the destiny, which is not only a past but a planning of the future, is also only one factor. Man is greater than destiny. Man is the maker of destiny. Now this is a statement which can be so misunderstood as to say that man is completely free and he can do whatever he likes. Even that is not true. You can say an individual has to be judged at where he is now. If he is only tamasic, you can't say man is the maker of his destiny. If man is tamasic, he will be only doing, he has hardly any possibilities at all. But you can tell him that little by little, you grow into the higher scale, just a little. It should be very difficult for a tamasic man, even we who are quite developed, if you are told that you do a heavy exercise every day, tamas is so great in us that to do exercise is difficult. So we are told little by little you do. Don't immediately jump into a wrestler's exercise program. You go little by little. So tamas has to be broken, but very little. Then afterwards when you rise into higher levels, then this capacity increases. In other words, what you call freedom is a progressive element. When we say man is the maker of his destiny, you should not make it in such a bold way that it will be not applicable really, because man is not entirely the maker of his destiny until a certain state is reached. But essentially, ultimately, he is. And his whole proposition stands on this ground that Prakriti is not all. If Prakriti is all, then the whole yoga can be forgotten, because everybody will say that at the time of Prakriti as it develops, it will go on developing, and we have hardly any role to play. Whatever is happening because of Prakriti. Whatever is now done, what can I do? Everybody can say, I am helpless. Prakriti miyanti bhutani, he can claim, and therefore I am not to be blamed at all. Only Prakriti is like this, what can I do? Then the whole idea of ethics, whole idea of spirituality is smashed.